5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome, everyone, to the Dark Forest. It is now the month of December. We're getting close to the new year and new scares. A shout out to my channel members and my patrons. Now, let's get spooky. I'm a vlogger, and I make videos while exploring scary and supposedly haunted places. Not much ever really happens. Maybe a few flickering lights, strange noises, that sort of thing. Our little group makes heaps of money from our videos on YouTube, so it's beyond worth it for us. Even though it could be kinda boring. That was until fall of 2019. We were doing a Halloween special for our YouTube channel, and we asked our viewers to send in requests. One of them caught our attention. The user who sent in the request said he had a strange experience at a campground with his family, and he wanted us to go check it out. Looking up the history of the place, we became intrigued. We quickly packed up the truck and set out a week earlier than we planned. The place was beautiful. Families were milling around and everything. It didn't exactly give off a haunted vibe, but we ended up sticking around. We went for a walk along the trail, took photos, filmed a bit, that sort of thing. We set up camp near the edge of the grounds, and talked to each other about how we were going to film this episode now that we had sussed out the place. Someone had recently joined our crew, and that changed our group's dynamic a bit. I'll admit, I had a bit of a crush on this person, so I wasn't entirely focused on the episode like I normally was. As the sun went down, things started to change a bit. We were expecting a few other campers, but all the people who were there during the day had suddenly disappeared. I mean, it wasn't entirely shocking since the weather was cooling down and everything, so it didn't deter us from staying overnight. The cold set in fast. I put on 4 layers, including a duck down jacket, and still felt cold. We would normally wait until midnight to start filming, but at around 8 p.m. we heard a strange noise coming from the far end of the campgrounds. Excited, we grabbed the torches and cameras and set out. The woods were alive with the sound of cicadas, frogs, and owls. We joked around for the cameras, laughing and jesting. We came upon a building at the end of the grounds, right at the edge of the woods. There was a sign nailed to the door which read, "Do not enter. Intruders beware." This, of course, made us extremely curious. We tried the doors, but they were locked. I peered inside the window, and it appeared to be some kind of mess hall. Maybe the place used to be some summer camp for the kids. There were pots and pans, a few rows of long tables with seats fashioned out of logs, a makeshift stage on the far right, and the dark hallway presumably leading to more rooms in the back. The window was caked with dust, and the old building looked like it hadn't been used in quite some time. We decided at that point we'd split up. There was a cabin in a small clearing we had seen earlier in the day, and a large lake a short way down the trail, both of which we wanted to check out. There were six of us, so we split up off into three groups. I stayed at the building with the new guy, the one I had a crush on. I'll refer to him as TK. We sat together against the building. The voices of the others grew fainter before disappearing altogether, and eventually, we sat in silence. A cold evening breeze made the trees around us sway back and forth menacingly in the darkness. The dead branches of the ancient cedar scraped along the tin roof of the building, making a horrendous sound. We just sat and listened to it, not knowing what to do. TK suddenly got up. He decided to break into the building and unlock the door for me. I didn't think that was such a good idea, but I was getting pretty bored, so I agreed. He took hold of the roof, lifted himself slightly off the ground, and kicked in the window. He cleared the glass away from it and climbed through. A few seconds later, he was on the other side of the door and opened it for me without much trouble. TK fired up the camcorder and I switched to my body cam, immediately venturing inside. The room had a strange air to it. There were chairs strewn around, food just left on the bench to rot. It was almost as if everyone just got up and left all of a sudden, boarding up the place behind them. It begged the question, why? Was there something inside? Was it still there? We looked around. The others had taken the torches, so we used our phone lights. We saw a few roaches and mice, but not much else. Deciding we were alone, we relaxed a bit. TK and I became more interested in each other than the musty old room. He started to kiss me, and as soon as we were about to turn off the cameras, something felt off. Everything was eerily quiet. It seemed as if the animals in the woods all fell silent at once. I heard a low growling sound and I thought I saw something move in the corner of my eye. I looked over, and as I did, the darkness of the hallway seemed to move. A large shape entered the room, and I immediately knew what it must have been, even though I was straining my eyes to see through the darkness. A bear. It made a horrible sound, like just this raspy, blood-curdling roar. I screamed, and we ran through the door with it lumbering after us. We bursted out of the building and slammed the door shut. The animal barreled against it with overwhelming strength. The others probably heard me scream and had hurried back. I told them we needed to get out of there. We ran back to the truck without packing up the tent. As we drove away, I looked back at the building. The door looked like it was open, and I wondered if it had managed to get out. Surely, a bear couldn't open a door. I told the rest of the group what had happened, and we figured that the bear had broken into the building at around the same time we had. This was incredibly bad luck, but strange things happen, I guess. We drove back to one of the guy's houses and spent the night there. The next morning, we decided to look back at my footage caught on my body cam to get a better look at the bear, since it had night vision. What we saw still chills me to the bone. At the time we had entered the room, the creature was already there, completely still, just watching us. Even though it wasn't a bear, it wasn't exactly alive. It had antlers, a long and misshapen jaw, huge black eye sockets, and a twisted, gruesome body. Its skin seemed to be melting off of it like it was decaying, revealing the twitching muscles and bone beneath it. As it stood there motionless in the dark, there was mucus and saliva dripping from its mouth. Its eyes, which were sickeningly human-like, followed us as we moved. It seemed to stare into my eyes as I watched, which made me feel nauseous. The rest of the group asked us how we got in, and TK told them. We were thinking that someone had sealed it up inside, and by breaking into the building, we undid some kind of spell. We tried to message the viewer who had suggested the place to us, but his account has been deleted, and we had no other means to contact him. In the end, we didn't even want to return during the daylight hours to retrieve our tent and the rest of our belongings. I feel overwhelming guilt that we may have unleashed something evil that night, but there's nothing I could do now. If you're hearing this, just maybe think twice before camping in the wilderness of northwestern California.